Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for All About Android is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of All About Android is brought to you by Ford, featuring all-electric and hybrid electric technologies. Learn more about the technologies Ford is bringing to its vehicles at Ford.com/technology.
Welcome to All About Android, episode 61, recorded on May 21st, 2012. This is your weekly source for all the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. I'm Eileen Rivera.
I'm Jason Howell.
And there is no Ron.
No Ron.
Ron is in New York. Ron is busy.
He'll apparently, the three of us cannot be on the same episode ever again.
Although, I think we're going to make that happen in the next show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's the end of this week, isn't it?
Yeah. We have another show on Friday for those of you who are watching live or, you know, listening to the downloaded version because in the United States, it is Memorial Day next week.
Next Monday, which we normally record this on. So.
Exactly. So we will record on Friday of this week.
And what time is it?
It's 9:30 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time.
Another All About Android in the morning. Should
be caffeinated.
Hopefully caffeinated.
Yes.
If we're playing our cards right, it'll be fully caffeinated.
But we should go ahead and introduce who is here. Our guest is Jason Applebaum from hack5.org. Thank you so much for being here, Mr. Applebaum.
Well, thanks for having me back.
I'm stoked.
It's been a while.
I'm stoked that you thought far enough in advance to put green as your backdrop.
No.
So that we can go ahead
camera
and...
camera that messed up?
Yeah. No, 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 no. Well, actually,
is
maybe.
Is it supposed to be yellow?
Oh. It's very much yellow.
It's like a yellowish green. I would say that it's probably green enough that we could...
It's like highlighter yellow.
We could do some fun with that. We could key that out and put dragons behind you if we want.
Yes, dragons behind me.
Okay, Chad'll maybe work on that, or maybe not.
Chad, awesome.
Get to work.
Yes, dragons for Jason Applebaum. So I've got the two Jasons here, and this week we're going to be talking about the big F word. Yeah. We're going to talk about that. We've got some...
It keeps coming back.
Some possible importation delays. You've heard about this with the HTC One series. We'll talk a little bit about that. We have more on the Galaxy S3. And I'm going to make a rap song live.
Wow, I didn't read the tease. I didn't know about this until just now.
Rap song?
Huh? I mean, I know you're... you play a lot of shows as a rap artist. But
I know. It's going to come out live. For both of you. You guys are all going to be so happy to hear this. But we'll get to that later. I got to think of my lyrics. Got to think of my rhymes.
I don't know. I don't know what I am, but I'm something. No, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you'd be a great rapper.
Well, I will try. And we'll get to all of that very soon after our news. Hey, you know that big... Google acquisition of Motorola deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it passed in the U.S. So it passed in Europe. And everybody was like, well, you know, the next big hurdle is China.
China.
Well, we believe the deal will be finalized next week.
That's right. Well,
what about them apples?
It had a little bit of a stipulation attached to it, right?
Yes, stipulation is that Android has to stay free and open for at least 5 years. Now, remember, there was the whole honeycomb debacle kind of thing where they kind of closed that down for a little bit. That might be a sticky issue or not. Okay, Jason's going to have a lot to say here in just a minute. Overall, we do believe that it will pass in China. Yes, Applebaum,
you have the floor.
So the fact that it has to remain free and open, it's going to anyway, regardless of what China says or wants. Wow, there really is a dragon behind me.
There is a dragon. If you are watching video, Chad has just put a dragon behind Jason Applebaum. This is awesome.
Oh, Chad, you're awesome. You're great.
Wow, Chad, that's fantastic. Thank you. So the thing is, it has to remain free and open. That's sort of like, no, duh. The fact that Honeycomb wasn't open, it doesn't mean all branches of Android have to remain open. The whole project has to just remain open. So they can't at any point close down the project from other people using it. That's not to say that they can't have another Honeycomb. It just means that they can't have another, you know, or never, they've never done it before. They've never taken the entire Android open source project offline and made the current version deprecated, or make the current current version deprecated and being released on another platform, because they were still supporting Gingerbread when they were supporting Honeycomb. So,
yeah,
China has literally stipulated that they have to keep doing what they were going to do anyway, and nothing changes.
So they're basically protecting everybody from a future in which Google pulls an Apple and locks down the OS entirely, which I would venture to say probably wasn't going to happen.
I doubt it's going to happen.
I mean, I guess anything is possible.
Where Google loses their mind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Does a complete about face. Probably wasn't that likely. So not a whole lot's going to change. If that's all that was required to okay this, then I'm sure Google's pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they had some big, underlying motivations that go counter to this. But in which case, we probably wouldn't have seen this happen so quickly, and Google to be so quick after this to say, yes, okay, then we're going through and it's going to happen within the next week. So great.
Yeah, good news.
All right. So Motorola Mobility, part of Google, in a very short while. We'll keep posted on that. All right. So there was yet another one of those fragmentation stories. So basically, open signal maps.
I feel like we're not allowed to say that word anymore, Jason.
We have to say it. I think it is kind of important to say it as far as how it relates to this particular story. Open signal maps, they released data based on 6 months of Android usage, and that was cataloging upwards of somewhere around 681,000 total devices over the course of their 6 months with their data. 3,997 distinct devices inside there. So the 681, total handsets or devices, whatever. But when you kind of parse that out and kind of see what total devices are out there, 3,997. So that pares it down a lot. They included a nifty chart that, of course, everybody ended up posting all over the internets that illustrates the differentiation of hardware. And, of course, the, quote, fragmentation of Android argument rears its ugly head yet again. So a few things that I found kind of interesting about this. One, Samsung, as you might actually guess at this point, has the lead with both the most popular device, the S2, which you have and have been a big supporter.
Proud carrier.
Yes, absolutely.
For almost a year now. I got this in July.
And it's slick hardware. There's no surprise that the S3 has so much buzz around it, because the S2 is such a success. They also carry the most devices overall with 270,000 right around there, with HTC, Sony, and Motorola following behind. The 3,997 distinct devices sounds like a lot when you start talking about kind of, that fragmentation word and people want to quote that and be like, God, how on earth could you support this platform if you're trying to support up to 4,000 different, variations? Consider that 34% of that number, that's 1,363 of those devices, can be attributed to what they said were single appearances by custom ROMs, custom ROM builds, and that sort of stuff. So things that appeared in there once. That takes up 34%. So it cuts the number down. It still leaves the number, leaves a lot of hardware differentiation in there. Applebaum.
The way it looks, though, is that there's a bunch of different devices from a bunch of different manufacturers, exactly what you'd expect to see in Android. But I'm failing to see how this demonstration of fragmentation, there's still a dragon. Now, this demonstration of fragmentation actually is a bad thing. It's just showing the diversity of the Android market. I just don't see I don't see where they're pointing out where this is a. The way with the red and the green sort of make it look bad, but it doesn't actually seem all that bad to me that there's that many different people making that many different devices running Android.
I totally and completely agree. I think that's what's interesting about this argument that keeps coming up, and I've been thinking about it a lot, is that it really seems like, by and large, people that aren't a part of the Android kind of ecosystem or, you know, but you haven't bought into the Android world, oftentimes see something like this and they say, okay, well, that's, you know, that's a mess. There's too much differentiation. How am I supposed to know what's the right device to buy or the best device to buy? How am I supposed to know that this app's going to work on this, that, or the other? A lot of people that are bought into the Android ecosystem and are big fans see this on the other side, like you said, as the choice angle of being like, well, that's what makes Android great, is the fact that there are, you know, 4,000 devices minus 1,363 of those ROMs out of there. It still leaves a lot of devices and a lot of ways that you can get into the Android ecosystem. There is something to be said, though, on the side of the developer angle. And I think some developers actually agree with the choice factor. They're like, well, that's what makes it exciting. Mm-hmm. I don't encounter any issues, you know, when I'm coding, or I encounter very few, and it's worth the effort. Ina Fried was on, of All Things D, she was on TNT last week when we discussed this story. And she pointed out that developers are the ones that really struggle with fragmentation, citing the many types of camera hardware as one of the major headaches. And actually, Pete Daly of the Shot Control app.
That you did, right?
Yeah, that I reviewed quite a while ago with the fan-submitted apps. He also weighed in. He said, I want to reinforce the thought raised by Ina that the camera apps, like Shot Control, fragmentation is really, really bad. It's a nonstop game of black box, whack-a-mole, very frustrating, especially for small developers without a budget to acquire a dozen or more devices for testing.
Right.
It's not even a question of a dozen more devices. You're talking 30, 40 devices right now in order to guarantee things like camera functionality across the board. Because keep in mind, you know, the Galaxy S2 has different camera hardware. When you talk about, you know, T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon, O2, Virgin, they all have different flavors of it. And I'm not going to say that no two carrier have the same camera hardware, because I believe that there is an overlap. But you can see, like in the Galaxy S2, you have to have four distinct phones for one actual sort of SKU, if you will. So to say you support the Galaxy S2, it's four phones. Right. So you end up, by the time you've covered the population, it's 30 plus phones. I mean, that's a lot of money, especially buying unlocked at $500 a pop.
Yeah,
absolutely. I actually had when I read this, posted on Google Plus and got a little bit of developer feedback on there. And I was, you know, initially, you know, a lot of the developers on the thread were just kind of saying, like, this is ridiculous. I test my apps on the big ones, you know, maybe the Galaxy Nexus and a few others, and that covers me for most of the devices. Yep. I think it seems to really depend on what kind of development you're doing for Android. Are you doing something that's just a game that's, you know, easy to redraw to a number of sizes, or maybe not a game or whatever?
Game is a sensitive spot.
That's true. No, that's actually a bad example, because redrawing for the different screens can be a challenge. But, you know, if it's like a productivity app. Maybe it's a little bit easier. But when you're talking about hardware-specific calls within the apps, I can totally see how that would be a big pain in the butt. Especially when you don't have a lot of money to test on a million different devices. Yeah. So.
And there's no real good way to do it at a cost-effective way either. It's almost like you should go camp out of a Verizon store or an AT&T store and just test all their phones sitting there. I mean, it's really bad.
Spend a day.
Yes, the carriers should have like an entrance fee for developers to come in and test their apps. Be like, you know, it's kind of like going into an arcade for the day.
25 cents will get you the HTC Evo 4G LTE.
Exactly, for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
See how your app does. Anyway, so it's an interesting conversation. It always seems to come back, and you know, my initial knee-jerk reaction is to go, oh God, fragmentation. But I really do see both sides. I can understand both sides, and I hate to straddle the fence like that.
We always say, but you know, it just depends on how you look at it.
Yeah,
really.
And what
you're doing, and you know what you're using, what kind of user you are. Are you a developer? Are you just a consumer or whatnot?
For the consumer, it's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. The consumer has a lot of choice. Some would say too much choice, but I don't believe in that.
I don't believe in too
homework.
Much choice.
Do
I just
homework.
Still want my one choice. I don't have my one choice yet.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that.
You would like to buy
I want to do a la carte phone. I want to be like, all right, I want this too on Verizon LTE with ICS. Micro SD. Like, almost all of that is here, but no, it doesn't exist. My phone does not exist yet.
Yeah, the prime phone that everything that is important to you. I don't know if that ever happens.
I don't think it does.
I really don't. You kind of get the feeling that, like, as the hardware comes out, like especially like with the One series, mm-hmm. each of those phones there's has something. So many amazing yeah. things, but there's that one thing that you're just mm-hmm. like, but that, you know, yeah. why couldn't you take the screen from the One X and put it on the One S, yeah. and then I'd actually be
why
pretty happy.
Why couldn't you give me a micro SD card slot like you did for the Evo on the One X?
Right.
Then I'd be okay. I mean, I'm past the size. I'm like, okay, forget. I'm over it. I'll get a 4.7 inch screen. Fine. But ideally I do want the 4.3 inch, not the 4.7. So it's like, I just wish I could a la carte it.
It's unlimited compromise.
It's really hard to do.
And then like, I want the one carrier that I want. Not, I don't want to be on X carrier. I want to be on Y carrier, but no, that Y carrier doesn't have that phone.
Yeah.
That happens too. So I'm just picky, but you know, I'm also my contract is up in July. I am a prime customer for someone. Someone will have me, maybe. I don't know. I'll just go on.
Welcome to T-Mobile. No, I'm only kidding.
I haven't decided yet.
All right. Well, let's move on to an email here. I got an email from Christopher Snyder. He does the Just Talking podcast. He actually had me on his podcast a little over a year ago.
Oh, okay.
It was a while ago. But anyways, he said, I've got an Android, and I figured I would stop trying to Google an answer and go straight to someone who might know. My girlfriend is hoping to record video on a Galaxy S2 for work at a convention and use an external microphone plugged into the 3.5mm jack at the top to capture cleaner audio rather than rely on the phone's hardware. From what I can tell, there isn't a way to do this at all. Am I missing something? These kinds of things are really hard to find the answer for mm-hmm. a lot of the times. And I thought I had found an answer initially, and then I realized that was just for recording clean audio that had nothing to do with recording
with video.
Video with external audio. Do you know?
I haven't done that. I haven't tried it all.
I have. I have,
you have
made a cable. Yeah, I had to make a cable.
you had to make it.
Jack.
DIY.
You had to fashion yourself a cable. You know, no big deal.
I mean, it's really, no, it's not at all. I just took an XLR cable and lobbed off one end and then purchased from DigiKey. I think it was DigiKey. It was either DigiKey or Mauser, one of the parts vendors, a four-pole, I think it's a four-pole mini three-quarters, and I just wired to the microphone jack.
Okay.
So I wired straight an XLR straight to the microphone and basically got a cable that was, you know, phone mini jack to XLR. And I'm sure you could do it with any other end, but I did it so it could go straight into a stick mic. And it works really well. Now, it's kind of interesting with the Galaxy S2. I don't remember if the Galaxy S2 is one of the phones that actually will take microphone audio, but it's really easy to test because you can plug a microphone, a headset that has a microphone on it, plug it in and hit record and thump the microphone on the headset. And if it records from the microphone, you're good. And then you can go out the process of making a cable. I'll give Chad the link to the part and then we can put it in the show notes.
Yeah, actually, I also found a video on YouTube that explains exactly. This is such synergy. You just totally described the process that I found a video for. So it's perfect.
The Jasons are melding.
I know
mind
that
melds.
we're coming together. But yes, there's a video on YouTube. He explains exactly how to do it with a quote-unquote smartphone. Whether this will work on the S2, like you said, that's unknown. But there was a comment on this YouTube video that said that kind of alluded to it working to someone with an S2. But, you know, your mileage
it
may vary.
It also depends on the app. I should also point out it's more depends on the app than it actually depends on the phone. So all phones are capable of it. It's just the app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your default camera app that you're using may not pull. It may default to external microphone and not system default.
So then the trick is to find a video recording app that will allow you to select the external.
Or one that just does system default. System default is like, you know, if there's a microphone plugged in, use the microphone. If it's not plugged in,
if not, then right. Cool. Well, that's awesome. I love the synergy here today. Okay, let's take a quick break and thank our sponsor. This episode of All About Android is brought to you by Ford, featuring all-electric and hybrid electric technologies. Now, two new vehicles Ford is bringing its electric technologies to. First, we have the 2012 Ford Focus Electric and the 2013 C-Max Energy Plug-in Hybrid. Both models make use of regenerative braking, which can capture back 90% or more of kinetic energy lost in conventional engines due to that heat caused by friction. The system then sends energy to battery pack for later use, and it includes unique sync with My Ford Touch EV features to help you maximize your range. There's a suite of driver information systems on board and off board. They do things like help you manage the recharge process, determine the most eco-friendly driving route, remotely control vehicle charge and preconditioning settings, monitor battery state of charge, maximize energy efficiency, just a ton of stuff to kind of give you that information that you need to maximize your energy efficiency. A unique execution of sync with My Ford Touch Driver Connect technology that's optimized for electrified driving for configuring vehicle information such as fuel level, battery power level, and average and instant miles per gallon. Now, My Ford mobile smartphone app is also available, so you can do a lot of these things and control it just from your mobile device. And additionally, the 2012 Ford Focus Electric is actually an all-electric vehicle without a gasoline engine. It fully charges in 3 to 4 hours through a 240-volt home charging station. The Leviton charging stations recommended by Ford are available through your dealer. It's 100% electric and zero CO2 emissions. It has a lithium-ion battery. New battery technology enables a topping-off charge without reducing the lifespan of the battery. So let's talk about availability. The 2012 Ford Focus Electric is available for reservations now, so get on it. The 2013 Ford C-Max Energy Plug-in Hybrid is coming fall 2013. Specifications are subject to change with the production vehicle, but you can learn more about the electric technologies Ford is bringing to its vehicles at Ford.com/technology. Check it out.
They are so forward-thinking.
They're so forward-thinking.
I think we just
stumbled on something here. Forward-thinking.
I actually really want to go out and buy one of those electric cars.
I know.
Because I'm really tired of getting 30 miles to the gallon. That sounds terrible, but I'd rather not pay for gas.
It's so expensive.
That doesn't sound terrible. That sounds great.
Sound terrible,
it sounds terrible
at all.
Because 30 miles a gallon is really decent in this day and age, and it's. I think it's not good enough.
Yeah, but what about not paying for gas, like you said?
Yeah, I was just going to say, anytime you can bypass having to pay for gas at all, that's not terrible.
Exactly.
As far as I'm concerned. All right, let's jump into our hardware section. All right, Applebaum. On the scene, reporting. Well, maybe not on the scene,
yes,
but...
my mouse just died. That's funny.
Customs. You're sitting there at customs.
So, yes, HTC has... my mouse literally just died. Nice. HTC has got devices being held in customs. The One X in the U.S. customs. It's the first time HTC has ever had devices held in customs. It is the One X and then the Evo 4G are being held in customs due to an Apple patent complaint dealing directly with the messenger and the browser parsing information like addresses and phone numbers, email addresses, and making them contextual links to make it more usable. And actually, the story has gotten an update since the story has been first reported that HTC says devices are slowly coming out of customs, but they do not say which devices are coming out of customs.
Mm-hmm. Actually, and so, I think you were saying before the show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right before the show, GigaOM, Kevin C. Toefel just posted that supplies of the HTC Evo 4G LTE are reportedly through U.S. Customs and on their way to Sprint. So those of you who have ordered the HTC Evo 4G, and now the delivery is May 24th. I can't remember if that's the original date or just pushed back a few days or whatnot. But apparently the Evo 4G is on the way. No word on the 1X yet.
HTC has also said that they've fixed the problem before they even went into customs. Mm-hmm. So the hold is just for an expert review. So an expert has to sit and poke the device and determine whether it pokes correctly or not.
Is that done through Facebook or no?
It could be. Yeah, no. I think it's just going to be a matter of time, and I don't think – because they're saying it's an indefinite delay. However, I don't think it's actually anything to be more alarmed about than it's going to be a couple of weeks. Because they said they have fixed the problem, it's not like they're waiting on a software update.
Right. All right. Well, hopefully those can come in. I know a lot of people are waiting for those devices. Wouldn't it suck to like have this hotly anticipated device and you're waiting
especially
for your order?
1X.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I mean, especially the 1X. I mean, yeah, it's a great device. I would hate to be waiting patiently for that. Forced, patiently waiting. Okay, so you remember the discussion we had a month or two ago about the Nexus label being a potential type of device any manufacturer could choose to release their phones under? You remember
that? Nexus branded, we were
saying. Yeah, it's kind of like a classification. Like, hey, if you're a manufacturer, you can create a Nexus device too. Well, according to Wall Street Journal source, that may in fact be happening. 5 Nexus devices, i.e. phones and tablets, source continued on by saying, according to the source, would be available by Turkey Day, that's Thanksgiving here in the States, and sold through the Play Store, along with other devices like the Galaxy Nexus that they're selling there right now. All of this in time for the next version of Android 5.0, which is Jelly Bean. Crossing my fingers for more details at Google I.O. in a few weeks here. Ron is going.
Applebaum is
going. I am going as well.
Eileen might be going. I might be the only one not going, but that's okay because we will have it covered. But yeah, you know, and this could also just be like, it could not have anything to do with phones. This could have everything to do with Google's kind of assertions about broadening their efforts in tablets in general. Maybe this is more tablet focused than anything else. Who knows? But I think it makes total sense to make Nexus, if there's some way to make it a classification that actually matters, where those updates come in the same way that they come for current Nexus devices, and a manufacturer can say, you know, why does only one device get the Nexus get the Nexus spotlight?
Right.
If I'm willing to put up this device and meet your standards to make it a Nexus device, how come there can't be choice in the Nexus variety?
That would actually be very good to see, and not only just a Nexus branding, but so much because the updates won't all come at the same time, even if they're all Nexus class. I like how he just said Nexus class. That sounds awesome.
could be a title, actually. I like that.
It could be. So Nexus class, so even if they're Nexus class, they're still running different hardware, so they're going to require separate updates. However, if they're less messed with, it should be the straight update that Google releases for to open source. And if they're less messed with, it should just be a question of pulling the new code, pushing compile, and magically comes an update.
Because I realized like that the Nexus a lot of times is kind of Google uses it as an example, a shining example to every to all other manufacturers of what the vanilla experience can be. Do they also? I mean, how much input does Google have with the manufacturers about the hardware? Because we're talking about cameras earlier. You know, if you have multiple devices coming out all with different types of hardware, could Google dictate that in the rules of the Nexus kind of brand, the Nexus class?
Every report I've ever read has said that Google has direct control over what the Nexus looks like and acts like, to the extent of manufacturing within a device class. So they basically pick a platform and modify their feature set similar to what a carrier would do, and then push it out. That's my understanding from what I've just read.
Okay. Interesting.
What would they control? Like making a high-resolution camera? It'd be very good if they could come up with a really core set of features. But if it's going to run pretty much stock Android, we've got 90% of what we wanted from the beginning, or for me at least.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I guess hopefully we'll hear some more about that very soon.
And very soon we're going to hear more about the Samsung Galaxy S3. We've got a lot of news coming out about that device. We don't know yet when it will be released in the U.S., but we're hearing, the data overseas in Europe is still May 29th. 9,000,001, I'm the one, pre-orders
You're the 1%.
For Samsung Galaxy S3 thus far. Yeah, I just ordered through the Expansys website for the unlocked white 16 gigs. So I hope to get that before the U.S. Date releases. We'll see. It cost a pretty penny, but it's it's expensive.
That completely invalidates what I was just about to say.
What?
I thought they were going to be late to the party. I thought because the 1X is such a good phone, I thought this year that Samsung would just be late to the party, but
no.
That is not the case.
Samsung, I mean, honestly, the Galaxy series is so branded and people are so aware of it, and I think they're just running away. I mean, the Note has been kind of like a cult hit, so
yeah, it really
so they've
has.
been carried on their name recognition with the Galaxy series, and I don't think it's going to stop. So the Samsung Galaxy S3 manual is available for download. It is a huge manual. Okay. I guess a lot of 186 pages.
Why don't we start?
Let's start
with page one.
What is page one? Page one, trademarks.
Yes, dramatic readings. I like it. Oh, that could go south real quick.
I9300 user manual.
Oh, man, that's magic.
Can you keep going? Wow.
That's magic.
There you go. It's available if you guys want to check out, if you want to know what's going on with the phone. There you go. 186 pages, where to charge.
Do you remember when you got these phones and you hardly got a single lick of anything in a manual?
You just had to,
in the early days of Android, that you really got nothing. And actually, this is probably more... TouchWiz and their own hardware related than it is Android.
Exactly. Wait. What's going on with the side swipe?
Yeah, exactly, Jason.
So we've got shake, double tap, turn over, go up a little more. Down.
Tap your phone out.
Double tap. Oh, I wanted to see the wave. Oh, palm touch, hand sweep. Okay, we've got a lot of gestures. With the phone, lock and unlock.
So you've got a lot of dropped phones is what you have.
Yeah, I know. If you don't know how to use your phone
right. It's the Nintendo Wii effect, yes. Coming soon to a phone near you.
Picking up their phone and then violently hitting it. Double tap.
Exactly.
And there it goes on the floor.
Exactly. All right. Also, Samsung has updated their list of phones that is going to be updated with ice cream sandwiches. A crap load of phones, including...
Really?
The S2, the Note. I know that a lot of people have the Note has had rolling updates.
Yeah,
for
Tony
ICS.
Actually has the Note.
Oh, he does have it.
Yeah, he has it.
Yay!
Ice cream sandwich.
You know, the Tab 10.1, Tab 7.7. Oh, that's good to know. On Verizon, on T-Mobile as well. The Galaxy S2 on T-Mobile, Tab 7.0 Plus. So we'll have a link in our show notes, but there are a ton of devices that are going to get upgraded to ice cream sandwich. Also, one more quick note about the Samsung Galaxy S3 gets permission to enter the U.S., but only with HSPA Plus. Do they have
LTE versions? Oh no, that gets permission to enter carriers.
Yes.
Got it. I thought unlocked phones. I thought you were talking about unlocked LTE phones were not allowed in, and that didn't make any sense because there shouldn't be any.
No. So I'm anticipating the release of this phone. I'm getting a little more excited about it. I don't know why.
I'm getting excited about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot to get excited about.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how it performs compared to its younger.
Well, it's got a 2100 milliamp battery. That's pretty good. I actually just upgraded mine to have a 2000 milliamp battery. Got a bigger battery for my S2, and it now really does last all day, which is nice. So I think, this is good. I'm concerned about the size again, but that's just me. But all signs seem to be like this phone's going to be another hit for Samsung.
That's awesome.
All right, moving on to another piece of email. Okay, a couple weeks ago, you were not here, but I did a demo of this app called DocuSign, and I had the HTC One. So what happened was I had it on my, I can't remember which tablet I had. I think it was the Transformer Pad. And then that's where I really showed the demo, but I wanted to show the initial signing on your phone. And I had the HTC One X, and I had started, as a clean slate. So I was like, okay, so here you enter your information. Here's where I'm going to draw my name with my finger or sign my name with my finger. And then all of these pencils and pens started popping up, and I couldn't do anything with it. I'm like, what is happening? This didn't happen on the Samsung or my SGS2. So what is happening? Eric Weeks gives us a quick little demo and explains it wasn't a complete fail on my end. Can we show that video?
Hey, All About Android. I just watched episode 59 and saw Eileen's demo fail on DocuSign Inc.
It wasn't a fail.
And I just wanted to show you why it failed. This here...
There's the pens. This showed up on the phone.
...is the HTC Evo View 4G in an OtterBox case, also known as the HTC Flyer on any other carrier. But this here is HTC's pen controls. As you can see, it doesn't do anything with your finger. It only reacts to the pen.
And I didn't have one.
That's a bummer.
And it popped up on the phone.
That's it. For some reason, her HTC phone, I suppose, because it's a, it's popping up the, it's using HTC Sense, it's popping up the pen controls, even though it doesn't have HTC Scribe Pen.
That's bizarre, right?
Yeah, I remember seeing those controls.
Developer fail.
Oh.
Yeah. Developer fail? Yeah, so it was on the 1X. Yeah. I was trying to do that demo and just show that. And,
does the 1X even have a pen?
No.
Yeah, that's strange.
So it just kind of popped up, and I saw, and I didn't. That didn't happen to me while I was doing it for the first time on another phone. So.
Yeah, I recognize that from my time with the Jetstream.
Oh, okay.
And we have the digital pen, or I can't remember what they call it, but we had the pen for that too.
Yeah.
The
S Pen.
So I was like tapping, and nothing happened. I thought, oh, first it popped up, and I thought, oh, look at that. I'm going to have lots of colors. I didn't even know I had that option, and then it just didn't work. So
thank you,
Eric.
Well, that's a bummer for it to pop that up, and you can do nothing with it unless you have a pen. That's lame. All right, let's move into the app section. How about it? What do you think? I'll meet you there. I'll buy you coffee. All right, so this was a story that became a non-story, but I'm going to talk about it anyways.
Because everybody we got a couple emails.
I know.
Did you guys see this? Like, yeah,
totally. It became a non-story this morning, in fact. Samsung Galaxy S3's voice app was leaked. And if you were interested, you could go to an XDA site, a forum post, and install the APK yourself, which I did on my phone. So I'm happy to kind of show you how this works here. So go ahead and take my screen. And here we go. Okay, it's right up there at the top. It's called S-Voice. Go ahead and load it. It's actually very slow, I noticed. And so what is it telling me? Say hi, Galaxy, to wake me up. Hi, Galaxy. And then we wait. Network error. Please try again. Oh, man. I'll just do it again. Hi, Galaxy. Hi, Galaxy. Hi, Galaxy. Okay. No, it's not going to work.
Same user interface as Siri.
Yeah, pretty much, right? It's very, very close. So basically, Samsung caught wind of the fact that the APK had leaked, and they blocked it from network access, from accessing their network, because all of these voice commands are processed on their network this morning. So, if you had a chance to play with it, I hope you enjoyed yourself. You don't get it unless you get the S3. Now, you have to wait.
I know. All that news, I was like, oh, cool. I'll download
it. I know.
It.
Yeah,
It'll be fun.
Try.
I want to play with... Oh. It's still trying to talk to you.
Yes, it is. It's still trying to tell me that there's a network error and that I should please try again. This is Samsung's joke.
Shut up, S-Voice.
Are we taking bets on the fact Apple may embargo that device?
Oh, no.
That's a really good point. I mean, just for the Siri.
That's Siri.
Yeah, it really does look like Siri.
Jason's like, that's kind of Siri looking.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I identified it as. And I don't mean like from a design perspective. I mean, they look identical.
Yeah, Siri is definitely, from what I understand, because I didn't actually get a chance to use it. I downloaded it last night with the intention of using it this morning, and of course it was blocked this morning, so I couldn't. But the people that have played around with it are saying that the Samsung version of S-Voice is a lot less kind of regular language friendly.
Mm.
So it's not nearly as good as Siri at kind of parsing.
So it's not as good as Siri, but it still can get embargoed for it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, hey, I'm not saying that it won't. I thought one thing that was interesting, though, is that it's powered by Vlingo. So if you really want this kind of thing on your phone, mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about Vlingo in the past. Yeah. It's a great app. Download Vlingo and install it on your phone, and you can do a lot of this stuff anyways. So there you go.
Actually, people are saying it's just a skin of Vlingo.
Yeah, I'd seen that too. I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, they definitely call out Vlingo in the app. I can't remember where I saw that. Maybe it was in setup or something. But so Vlingo's in there. So Vlingo's definitely attached. I don't know if it's simply an overlay because there's a little bit of extra commands that it gives you in the list that I don't recognize from using Vlingo. Yeah. But maybe they've developed Vlingo further, in which case, why is this that big of a deal? Because then you could just get the Vlingo app.
If that's just the case, then it just, then it just simply looks like Siri and doesn't act like Siri.
Yeah. Exactly.
We'll see when the Galaxy S3 comes out. So.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Moving on. You guys know of Smule? Have you heard of Smule? App developer Smule, makers of IMT Pain, Ocarina, Magic Piano, all apps that are not on Android.
Yes, okay.
But
I've heard of those.
Apparently, they will be coming to Android, and the first Smule app coming to Android and available now is called Songify. Going to do some rapping here.
Oh, Spotify. It's I love Spotify. Oh.
Songify.
Oh.
So the app is basically auto-tune. It's auto-tune your voice. So if I record something, I've launched the app. It's free in the Google Play Store, Songify, S-O-N-G-I-F-Y. I'm going to hit the middle button here. It says tap to record. Hey, this is All About Android with Eileen Rivera, Jason Howell,
oh, yeah.
Jason Applebaum. Behind the board is OMG Chad. We're giving you, Android
it.
Love every week.
I love you. All right.
And the song will be available.
Oh, here it is.
Eileen Rivera, Jason Howell, and Jason Applebaum. Behind the board is OMG. Hey, this is All About Android with Eileen Rivera, Jason Howell, and OMG Chad, you Android love every week. I love you.
Yeah.
Woo.
Love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is.
Okay.
Wow,
shut
stop.
Up.
That. So
there are a ton of songs that you can songify your song.
Thank you,
to.
Gandor the Great. I appreciate that.
There's now you obviously they're going to make you buy some songs, but there's What's Hot, there's rap songs, there's country, club beats, Bollywood.
You
rock.
Use that same song and make that country?
No, I have to buy. If I want country, I have to buy here.
Oh, I see. So you're buying the backing track
right,
and
get,
kind of the
get, yeah.
how they quantize your voice
you
to
get,
that
like,
backing
three
track.
Three tracks
gotcha.
For free. So we could do Hotlanta. Let's see. Let's re-songify.
Hotlanta.
Let's re-songify that.
Hey, this is All About Android with Eileen Rivera, Jason Allen, Jason Applebaum. Behind the board is OMG Chad.
Sounds the same.
Yeah, that's definitely the same. I bet you
would
sound the same.
Every week. Hey, this is All About Android with
Oh, man, make it stop. I can't do this anymore.
Okay, so then you can
eject
email,
seat.
You can SMS, you can save. You could actually save
wow.
it to the Songify communities. I'm
going to
call this the AAA song.
Yeah, you should totally save that. We need, yeah.
And then, yeah. You can...
Maybe we should post that as a ringtone on the wiki.
Yeah. So I made some other songs. You won't have to hear that. But then you can see all your songs that you've made.
What other songs have you made?
I'm not going to
Oh, I saw Dinner,
share.
Yeah. I bet it's Meatballs.
Dinner,
I was about to say Meatballs is probably
Meatballs, Dinner, yeah. Okay, and then you can hear other songs by other people hey. And what they've done.
I bet I know what they sound like.
You bet. Do you?
I do too.
Do you? Here, wait.
Jason,
there's no rain.
I don't, it's not a good bed.
Okay, I can't do this anymore. I quit the show. That's it. I'm done.
So if you want to have auto-tune. Fun and send us your Songifies, it's free in the App Store. And yeah, Dinner, yeah, Dinner, yeah.
Oh, so boy. That hurts.
That's Smule. That's the first Smule app to come to Android.
All right. Well,
yeah.
They're starting off.
Wait for the rest. I'm excited.
They're starting strong, let me just say. Woo. If they can follow that up.
For the winner.
Yeah. It's too bad you didn't enter the arena with that one.
I thought
that would
about
be a lock.
It. I really thought about
you,
it.
I'm surprised you didn't. Like... Are you kidding? That has comedy gold written all over it. I love it.
And I just decided I'm going to wait for the IMT Pain app or I don't know. The
Magic
Piano.
Now we know your strategy. Now it's too late.
But it's too late. I know. Anyway, there it is. Songify. Have fun.
Woo. All right. Before we get into the actual arena where you could have kicked our butts, maybe you still will. But you really would have with that.
Yeah, you think I made a mistake. Dang it.
Yeah. Kyle wrote in to aaa@twit.tv and said, just threw together a scoreboard site when I was bored last night and watching the show. Keep up the great, or actually he says awesome work. I'll give him credit for the awesome. That's better than great. But he created a site called Who's Winning AAA And apparently I'm in the lead. Is that right?
Apparently.
Because I've been out for 3 weeks. How?
Yeah, well, okay.
Did the
guests have won.
Oh, that was like best case scenario for me.
One of the wins came like literally at 4 o'clock. I saw that I had won. And then at 5 o'clock, it had changed. And I thought, oh, I need to lock it down. That's ridiculous. Because I was ready and I was like, oh, well, whatever. You can win, Aaron. That's fine. So, yeah.
I have to say that I have contributed to one of those three guest spots. I know because somebody on Twitter told me once that I won one. So yeah.
Was it this year or was it last year?
I don't remember.
It was probably last year because you haven't been on since CES.
No, it could have been CES. I can't remember, actually.
But we didn't do apps at CES.
Oh,
right?
No, you're right. We didn't.
Was it just this year? Did I miss something?
Yeah, I think this is just this
there's
year.
No way all... The, yeah, adding all those up doesn't make the whole... Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe you will be in the other the guest category after today.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm fighting for the guests.
Oh, my God.
Good.
Fighting
That's
for the
kind of energy that we need in the arena. That's the kind of fight we need in the arena. Speaking of, let's fight in the arena.
Explosion.
Two enter. One lives. Android Arena.
My eardrums are still bleeding, by the way. I can hardly hear the two of you. Everything I hear you say is in auto-tune, and that's not a good thing. So I wasn't here last week. Neither were you. The Jasons were united in that we were not here last week.
Mm-hmm.
So you might know a little better about kind of the background of last week.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can tell you... Whoa!
See, now that... No. That was not... I win. Sorry, Samba, whoever... Somebody voted like 50 times.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know the backstory here, and
okay, so
I'll leave it up to
so
you.
Tech Ace, did you just see that I won? And then all of a sudden, no.
Yeah, no, Tech Ace has Eileen wins.
Yeah, so
stand.
Somebody voted like,
oh, like 50, right now.
Like right now. So sorry, no, I win. Thank you. So AirDroid was last week, and I win that.
Wow.
We have to lock this down at like 4 o'clock because people are doing that.
I see what you mean.
And that's ridiculous. No,
because
he was way behind. He was way behind. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So somebody was like, no, I don't want Eileen to win. I don't want Eileen to win. And you know what? I win. So there. Too bad.
Yeah, don't do that, people. Yeah, we should have a lockdown.
No,
time.
We're locking down at 4 p.m. Pacific. Whoever wins 4 p.m. Pacific,
because it kind of throws.
Yeah, I mean, I just looked at this. Right.
Although
before
I
the
really
show.
Appreciate your passion.
No,
I love it.
You do not win Samba file sharing because I won and I won all weekend. I checked on the weekend. I was winning by
AirDroid is a bulletproof app.
Somebody obviously hates me and is voting against me, and that's fine, but you lose. I win this time. AirDroid is the winner. Okay. Calculations.
You win. You win. I have to ask, though, who had Samba file sharing?
It was Aaron? So Aaron is voting for himself. No, honestly, he didn't know. Somebody is a big Aaron fan, apparently.
Well,
is
yeah.
Awesome.
Aaron has
awesome.
Lots of fans.
I think that's great.
He has his own show on Twitter. I'm not surprised.
Trolling, then, voting against me. I know that that's what's happening here. So whatever, I'm over it.
Calculations 4.0, I will say, was on my list of apps to demonstrate. I actually used it a lot in the Philippines for currency conversion.
Yeah.
It was great. So basically, for the audio listeners, AirDroid wins right around 41%. Samba file sharing doesn't win right around 41%, but less than that, actually. Calculations comes in third at 13% and Uber at 5%. Moving.
Is that Uber?
You know why I can do this? Because I was here for the show. I was the only one here for the show that is here now, and I'm also the creator of the show. So
and
done.
Not to mention, Tech Ace reported you as winning.
Exactly.
So something changed.
Yeah, somebody voted like a bunch of times. Thanks a
it's
lot, dude.
All
whoever
good
you are or girl.
Because the arena is fun.
It is
and
fun.
It's about to get real fun in this business. Check this out. Actually, this isn't really a fun app, I wouldn't say. It's not a game or anything. But it is an app that I've been using a lot lately and actually really like a lot.
I know a lot about I saw this app and I really wanted to know
cool thing
about
is,
it.
It's on sale right now. Not that 99 cents of a reduction in price is makes that much of a difference, but Double Twist Alarm. If you love Double Twist and the design aesthetic of the Double Twist team, which they have a great kind of design sense with their Android app for music, you're probably going to love the Double Twist Alarm. It's 99 cents right now. It's on sale. It's normally $1.99. It's not a big deal. Actually, Double Twist right now has all of their paid stuff on sale.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I just got Double Twist, the premium version, actually. I think it's from $7.99 to $4.99. You have to buy it within the app. It's an in-app purchase.
Yeah. Nice.
So if you like the Double Twist stuff and you want to get a little deal, check them out, AirSync as well. But anyways, those aren't my apps. My app is Double Twist Alarm, and it's a fantastic alarm clock. You want an alarm clock to be dead simple and, you know, designed well. So first of all, that's my lock screen, because along with the alarm clock comes the live wallpaper. It's this little, don't go away. It's this kind of Swiss alarm clock looking live wallpaper. So on my lock screen, I see it. It's also my background. It has live wallpapers. That's just what they are. But I'll go ahead and go into alarm, and I'll show you. This is kind of your setup screen, right? Double Twist is really good. The thing I like about how they design their apps is they do a lot of these little switchy things, and that just makes them really easy to use.
Yeah, that's switch the same it on, look at the off. Settings in Double Twist, the music app.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all very similar. So first of all, so it's an alarm clock replacement. It has two different faces and a standalone clock. You've got this, which if you tap it, it goes into a night mode, which is too dim for here, but at night it's pretty perfect. Or you can switch up here, and you'll go to your flip clock mode. Can hide it by tapping, and it goes into a night mode as well. So that's just the flat out kind of clock portion of it. You have all of these different kind of multiple alarms that you can set up. You can also make them recurring. It's very easy to set these up. You just go add alarm. It'll pull up a page. Now you have a few different ways that you can set up your alarm. You can do it the way that you've always done it, which is by time. You can do it by picking through what they've done is essentially logged sleep cycles, and they can walk you through picking that. So if you go sleep cycle, I haven't actually done this personally, but if you want to go sleep now, you know, they've done a lot of studies on when is the right time to wake up. It's built into the alarm clock if that's important to you. Haven't tried it, but I'm sure it's great. If you have a kid, it's really hard to follow something like that. Or you can wake up at the crack of dawn with sunrise, and it'll ping and find when the sunrise is locally based on your location setting and pop it right in there. Very easy to use. Again, like I said, you can have these recurring, as you should with an alarm clock app. It actually integrates into Double Twist to play your song library. So if I'm adding an alarm, let's do time. And then I will go alarm, I'll click that. And if I, which I do, I have Double Twist installed, I can click song. Then it'll give me my options. And hey, My Bloody Valentine, when you wake, you're still in a dream. That sounds like it should be an alarm, doesn't it? So I'll go ahead and click that. You can label it if you want, recurring, time, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's got the kind of nifty slider time thing. I just like the look of that. Nifty. Add the alarm. And boom, it's done, and you've got it. I do, and it actually shows you down at the bottom. It's kind of hard to see here, but this is a little readout that says about 8 hours until alarm. So if you have one set, it kind of gives you a little reading of when your next alarm is going to go. On top of that, I'm going to go ahead and clear these because I don't know what's up there. Up at the top, you can also see that you have an alarm set. And right now I have it set for 2 a.m. I better remember to turn that off. I do not want to wake up at 2 a.m. That is pretty much it. Go into settings. I'll show you that real quick. It's just really just dead simple. There isn't a whole lot of fluff in here. You can change the duration of your snooze, change the volume of your alarm, your default alarm, vibration, status bar icon, and keeping the screen on or off. That's it. It's a great app. And for 99 cents, you kind of just got to get it, because you'll probably use it a lot. If you ever use your phone for an alarm, this thing's way better than what you're probably using. So it's Double Twist Alarm, and it's just a fantastic app. Go check it out. Designed really well, and I love it. There you go.
I have returned with a game. I haven't done a game in a long time, so I thought it was time, and it's one that I am actually familiar with. It is called Zombie Smash, and it's 99 cents on the Google Play Store, and it's really fun. If you just want to, you know, flip, smash, kill zombies. And
that's so violent.
It's very violent. I'm going to play. You can hear the music here. Very simple. There's many modes you can play. You know, there's campaign modes, and then there's endless siege mode and sandbox mode and bonus night. There's so many ways to play here. It's insane. So I will just show you how it basically works when you play. Able to load it on the Galaxy Tab 2.0, but it obviously works great on phones. So when you launch the app, you are given a calendar, and each day you are given, you know, it prompts you to go to a next day and the next day. So I'm on March 6th. I'm just going to pick easy here. And once you launch here, your object is to make sure the zombies don't get in the house. Surprise, surprise. There's many other campaigns, you know, don't get them in the tent or whatever. No smashes. In this level, you cannot flick drag zombies, so don't let them pass the line of fire. Oh, so I'm only shooting. Okay, that's different. That's not what I wanted to show you, but this is interesting. So tap here to shoot. I see. So here we go. This is not as exciting, actually. What you do is you just kill the zombies. You get little apparatuses like blocks that you could drop on their heads. I can continue shooting in this mode. Make sure you get a star so that you could purchase items later. Can you see this okay? And you could just drop a big old block. Oh, that didn't work. It's on that side. Let me get out of this mode, actually, because I want to show you guys... I want to show you guys how it is to flick and kill. Flick and kill. So this is a good level because there are going to be plenty of zombies here.
Strength says this looks like zombie management tycoon.
I know. So what you do here, you flick.
I like that.
You see this? Just flick and flick and flick and make them die. Grab the... Yep, there's a concrete block. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make sure you don't forget the stars. And then you make it fall on them. Flick, flick, flick. Star. Flick, flick, flick. Watch them die. And then at the end of this mode, there's like the very last zombie that you try and die. It has sort of like a slow mode. And you could take a screenshot of its slow demise. It's kind of insane. But here, see, I'm going crazy here. I'm just flicking, killing. There
it
goes.
Does it ever get so fast that you can't keep up with it?
Yes. And then you have...
Oh, because they aren't dead until, they disappear.
See, they disappear.
Then they get up. Oh, yeah. I could see getting really stressed out about this game.
I love to get all the stressed out games that Jason would never play, like Temple Run and stuff like that. So you're just like, oh my God.
I don't know if
I
could sit through this. This makes me anxious.
Does it make
you
anxious?
I know, it really does. It's so rapid.
It's very intense. Here I go. So my thumbs are flicking on both sides of the screen. I'm making sure that these zombies are flicked up in the air and they're dying and their heads are smashing and there's blood on the floor. Do you like that description? Yeah,
that was good. That was,
and then there's
it's
many
kinds
of zombies.
It's how you guarantee that no one's sitting around you on BART.
Oh my God, so intense.
Flick the zombie.
I have some landmines. You have guns. You know, later you have, you know, canisters of gas to kill them. So many different ways. So, okay. So that is just... Oh, wait. Finish her. Oh, I should finish her. Wait, keep going. Finish her. Yes.
Finish her.
And then... I want to show this, and here's the slow-mo.
Uh-huh.
And so it shows the slow demise of the zombie at the end. And you can take a picture of it. Oh, yeah. You can take a screenshot. You love that? I love it.
Love the camcorder view.
Yeah, exactly. So that, in a nutshell, is Zombie Smash. There's other, again, I want to go back to the main menu. There are other levels. Of course, you can open up. There's day 6 of 31. There's bonus levels. So many, you know, crazy levels. Practice levels. And then there's even an inventory, a store. You can see all the stuff that you've unlocked. There's a store. And, you know, it's really great because you could just keep playing and killing and killing and killing.
It's
so,
true to the Zynga kind of approach where they get you kind of purchasing inside the app.
Yeah, and, see, here's, yeah. Yeah, I can, I guess I can get that gun. There's effects, things I haven't unlocked yet here, and then the different kinds of barricades and special slots. So, yeah. So I think you can have, for 99 cents, you don't even have to purchase in-app purchase.
Yeah.
You just keep going and going.
Because you can earn it all anyways,
you can
earn
it all. Yeah. If you're into that, if you miss The Walking Dead or whatever, this might be your game. It's Zombie Smash. It goes on and on and on and on. Very, very fun.
Excellent.
And it's only 99 cents.
There you go, zombie smash.
We'll turn this off.
I don't know. That guitar really add, you know, will probably add something to Jason Applebaum's app.
Oh.
It will add intensity. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead and let's talk about your app.
So last but not least, we have CardCam. CardCam is a business card scanning application.
Cam card.
I have tried Cam, what'd I say?
CardCam. Other way.
Cam card. Yes. Cam card. There's a free version that allows you to scan 30 cards, and for $11.99, you get the full version, which does not have a limit. I've used lots of OCR applications to scan business cards from conventions and things like that, and they all don't really work that well. This has allowed me to rapidly input, you know, a few hundred cards after a convention, no problem, just sort of sitting waiting for the plane home. It works really well. You can use existing photos or take in-app photos. It's pretty bare bones. And it allows you to import anything you scan into your existing contact book, so it's not actually kept on in this actual app. So let's go through the app. There's a simple button, take a picture or use an existing one. Okay. So take a photo and then hold that up and then take a picture.
Take. Hold on, I'm trying to do this, and there we go.
I'm watching. There we go. All right.
Detecting bound.
So then what it's going to do is it's going to go and scan the photo, and it's going to resize it.
Oh, yeah.
To, and it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it did a good job.
You can't see. Did it?
It has, it has my Twit, the Twit address here. It has my information. Hey, that is pretty nifty, I got to say.
Yeah.
It got the 800 number. Yeah, that is nice.
It got it right.
Man.
Cool.
It
really
didn't get my name up at the top.
Your name sometimes it gets it, sometimes it doesn't. Just depends on the layout of the card. Depends on how stylized the card layout really is. But you know, I've had a really, really high hit rate on it.
That is great.
And it works. You know, I've gone through a stack of 100 cards, and I've only had to manually do 4 or 5. And it allows you to just hit save, and it'll tell you which address book you want to put it in, and there it is. It actually saves the picture of the card as well, in case that person does not have a profile picture.
And then what is card holder?
Holder is a list of every card you've scanned. That's just sort of their version of, allows you to keep what they've scanned for you.
Okay.
But you don't have to use it.
It looks like you can back up as well.
Yeah, it's got backup features to their cloud service, and but it's like I said, it's not required. I use it primarily for scanning and putting cards into my database, but they offer a cloud service as well. And it's $11.99, and I think we have the QR code. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good app. It's good app for when you do conventions, or because it allows you to just burn through cards with very minimal sort of user interaction.
No kidding. I'm the worst with business cards because it's such.
So am I.
You know, like you get them. I need to remember to like take a picture of the person when I get a business card. That would be so insulting. But
yeah,
but,
because I'm so bad at storing them, and yeah,
remember your face.
Hold up the card next to them. And be like, all right. So this is great. I mean, just a way to kind of catalog that information, because then you end up with a stack of business cards, and you know, at a certain point, what are you going to do with them? Awesome. Well, that is Cam Card. There's a free version that can scan 30 cards, and then $11.99 for the full version gives you unlimited access. So that is it for this week's arena. Just a review: Double Twist Alarm, Cam Card, and Zombie Smash. You can vote on this week's poll by visiting bit.ly/AAA61poll. That's AAA61poll. It's bit.ly, actually, /AAA61poll. And I'm just going to take a look at the early reports. The early reports are in. Double Twist Alarm creeping out at 40%, 44%. Cam Card is slow second at 33%. And Zombie Smash
like at 21%.
Derby. Yes. Mixed with, I wish I could talk fast enough to be the auctioneer guy, but I couldn't. Double Twist, go, go, go. All right, we'll see what happens. We'll check in on this, I guess.
Go Cam Car.
Friday? this Friday. We don't get a weekend for that. Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah,
it'll have to be this Friday.
All right.
You know, 5 days. That's good enough. Most people will have listened to it by then. And then we'll, of course, have an arena. We don't have a topic for that. We need to think of a good topic for one of them one of these times just to kind of, I don't know, change it up a little bit.
Change it up.
Yeah. But that is it for this week's episode of All About Android. Jason Applebaum, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And thanks for allowing Chad to superimpose living, breathing dragons behind you. That was quite possibly the awesomest thing I've ever seen. Oh, there we go.
Wait.
Right now.
It's an elf.
Why don't you go ahead and let us know what you're up to. What would you like to plug?
So, follow me on Twitter, at Applebaum, Applebaum.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That was simple. Yeah. Right on,
simple
man.
Enough, right?
It's always a pleasure to have you on. We'll talk to you soon.
I can't stop looking at the dragon behind you.
Yeah, it's pretty mesmerizing. I mean, I didn't believe in dragons before today's episode.
Now I totally believe in dragons.
Now I do.
Thank you.
Jason is a dragon dragon trainer.
Dragon yes. master?
Yeah.
Dragon trainer. and I can't stop looking at these results. I'm at 34. I got 34 votes in the lead.
Oh, whoa. You totally... He's come and wow, he's turning things upside down with Camcard at 48%, Double Twist 38%, Zombie Smash at 14%. All right, we will follow this closely.
Yes.
Eileen, go.
You can find me, just go to about.me/Eileen Rose or, I don't know, I guess on Twitter. That's there too, at EileenTV.
Awesome. And I can be found on Twitter at Jason Howell or about.me/Jason Howell. That works too. Right on. That is it. Thank you so much for joining us this week for All About Android. You can leave us a voicemail at 347-SHOW-AAA. Leave us a video mail link or just email us at aaa@twit.tv. Find the show on Twitter. It's at Android Show. Show notes can always be found at twit.tv/AAA. And finally, if you got nothing to do on a Monday night, and you want to watch some fun stuff go down, you can catch us live every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, except for next Monday. wow, that kind of fell apart. But other Mondays, normally, yes, at live.twit.tv. Have a great week. We'll see you next week on another episode of All About Android. Bye.
Bye-bye.